Did you know that a kingdom in Vietnam once declared a war of jihad? You see, in the late 600s, Muslim merchants began sailing across the Indian Ocean, establishing trade routes between Africa and India and Southeast Asia. And over the next 800 years, sailors arrived on the shores of the Malay Archipelago and began giving dawah to the people, spreading Islam in the region, until eventually many local kingdoms in Malaysia and Indonesia and Brunei, and even the Philippines, fully converted. But there was one more kingdom that was in the process of converting that almost no one talks about, and that was the Kingdom of Champa in modern-day Vietnam. You see, Champa was a Hindu kingdom like all of its neighbors in the region, and just like in Malaysia and Indonesia, Muslim merchants had arrived on its shores and were spreading the religion. Soon, many locals, including members of the royal family, had converted to Islam, and it seemed as if Champa was on its way to becoming a Muslim nation. But there was one small problem. Champa was in an eternal struggle with the neighboring kingdom in the north over control of the maritime trade routes. For hundreds of years, Champa and Dai Viet fought with each other until eventually in the early 1400s, both sides reached a stalemate, weakened and exhausted. The wars had devastated their economies and the people of both nations had suffered immensely. Political infighting and civil unrest occurred, and then in 1407 China invaded Dai Viet. But while on the surface this may have seemed like the end for Dai Viet, in reality it only served to strengthen them. Because of the Chinese invasion, the weak ruling family was toppled, and because it was a foreign enemy who defeated them, the people of Dai Viet were able to put aside their differences, stop their infighting, and focus on expelling the invasion. Rebellion after rebellion was fought until eventually one man managed to lead a final uprising, winning a war of independence against the Chinese. Under the new dynasty, Dai Viet now had become a powerful state, and in 1471 they launched a new war against Champa, crushing their army and beginning a new invasion. The people of Champa were now in a perilous situation. Tens of thousands of Cham people were killed or enslaved. Their capital city was destroyed. The royal family was slain. And hundreds of thousands of Cham people were forced to flee from their homes. But one general managed to lead his people south, establishing the small states of Panduranga and Kauthara, defending it against the Dai Viet army. It was the last stand against the invasion, and somehow they managed to weather the attacks while Dai Viet took control of the rest of Vietnam. For the next 200 years, Panduranga and Kauthara managed to survive, but under the pressure of constant attacks from the Dai Viets. But at the same time, this is when the spread of Islam really took off. And by the way, if you want to support the channel and help me pay my editors, you can sign up for my Patreon, link in the YouTube video description or on my TikTok profile. Anyway, with the help of imams and sheikhs who traveled in from Kelantan, Malaysia, the Cham people began to convert to Islam in mass. Muslim kings would replace the Hindu ruling class, and they began raiding Dutch ships off the coast of Malaysia. Other Cham kings eventually became famous for their scholarship, even traveling to Malaysia away from their kingdoms to study Islam. Perhaps by converting to Islam, the Cham were holding on to their identity and their heritage so as not to be assimilated by the Dai Viet. Or perhaps the trials and tribulations they were going through increased them in their faith and iman. Either way, this was when the Cham people became a majority Muslim population, which would eventually lead them to declaring Vietnam's first and only war of jihad. But the newfound identity for their kingdoms didn't last long. In 1653, the Dai Viets managed to annex Kauthara, and then in 1692, Panduranga fell as well. It was a disaster for the Muslims, and many of the Cham people fled to the neighboring Thailand and Cambodia, while others sailed to Terengganu in Malaysia or Hainan in China. But even though they had been militarily defeated, the local Muslim kings managed to hold political power for the next 100 years, until in 1832, that too was eventually taken away. A purge in the government took place, and many Cham officials were jailed or sent to exile or executed, and their properties were all taken. Muslims were forbidden from fasting during Ramadan, and they were forced to eat pig meat and assimilate into the Dai Viet society, and anyone who dared to oppose them faced brutal punishment. When news spread of what had happened, a Cham scholar studying in Kelantan, Malaysia, began calling for an uprising against the Dai Viet. He assembled a group of Chams and Malays, and they secretly crossed into Panduranga. Together, they then began recruiting the locals, building a secret network of resistance fighters who carried the message of resistance from village to village. After months of preparation and work, in 1833, Khatib Sumat sent word across the network and the uprising began. Together, they attacked tax centers and military garrisons. In response, the Dai Viets then sent royal troops to suppress the rebellion, killing both rebels and civilians indiscriminately. It was an all-out war, and the death toll rose through all the chaos and destruction. And even though the rebels fought valiantly, sacrificing their lives, fighting to their very last breath, in the end, the Dai Viets were able to suppress the rebellion and put an end to the uprising. And whatever happened to Khatib Sumat remains unknown. He was either killed or disappeared without a trace. I can follow for more. Some facts.